Did you find Ramsbury Road a pleasant place to live?
Yes, we've always been very happy here. It was very different back when we first moved here. The houses, many of them are big houses. They've been broken up into bedsitters and so on. And it was a very mixed population. I thought in many ways that was very nice. It was a very cosmopolitan, multi-ethnic neighborhood then, which 50 years ago almost wasn't regarded as very desirable. But in fact, it was very, very friendly and nice. And aside from numbers of people in the bedsitters, we did get to know a lot of people. It has always been a very friendly neighborhood. It's because it was protected for a century, basically, by the fact that we had the railroad, the river, London Road, and up that end, after the shortcut, that land, most of it belonged to the Earl of Verulam for quite a long time. I'm not sure if he still has any land there. But even now, there's very little new building that can cut into the area or anything that keeps these four roads from being still quite a discrete area.
When you say the four roads, presumably Approach Road and Cornwall Road
and Riverside Road, yes.
I can remember, and there used to be a corner shop in Ramsbury Road.
Yes. When we moved here, there were actually two. The one that lasted, the one at the crossroads there, was the post office, which we did maintain until about late 80s, I believe. We did have a local post office, and that helped keep it a neighborhood because you didn't have to go out for most things. Well, I mean, obviously people did go shopping up to town and eventually to Sainsbury's and whatever, but there was a community focus. When we moved in, there was also a shop where those new flats have just appeared on the corner of Approach Road and London Road. So one did have a choice.
Do you remember Longmire Road?
It wasn't Longmire by 1969. No, it. I believe it was about 1961, because I've studied the area a bit, that they extended the road up to Cotton Mill Lane and changed the name to change the image. So I've heard about it in the previous days. But similarly to Ramsbury Road, and perhaps early, see, those were smaller houses. I think when the image of the road changed a bit, they were more rapidly bought up by as fixer-uppers because they were smaller and even more affordable. So by the time we moved in, it was similar or maybe in a slightly better position than Ramsbury Road.
In Riverside Road, you've got newer houses on one side. What I might call the Ramsbury Road. So, had they been built the time you arrived, or were they built after?
I think they were just building the first lot shortly after we moved in. This is more because of what I've studied about the road than what I actually remember. But they were tearing down the second, well, or letting fall to pieces the second of the big houses at the bottom of Ramsbury Road, and that land belonged to the house. So about the time that must have been raised, the developers built the townhouse, the first townhouses down there, early 70s.
So the land belonged to somebody in Ramsbury Road?
Well, it's a long history, yes. There were a lot of big houses. At the bottom of Ramsbury Road now, there's a small terrace, a small new terrace versus the terrace on the right-hand side as you're going down. That was on the site of one big house. Then there was another big house and a slightly smaller house right beside the shortcut. And then on the other side, where the flats are now, there was another big house. And these all belonged to the Bennetts, who had built the whole area. And the family had died out. Obviously, the land still did belong to someone. Actually, by that point, there was developers. And they were beautiful houses, Rick. They really were lovely houses that would sell for a fortune now, although they were taking up a lot of land where at the bottom they've now built three houses. But the developers let both the one where the flats are, that was in our memory, and this other one on our side of the road, let them go to rack and ruin, and vagrants got in, and eventually, quite by chance, they were each burnt by the vagrants, supposedly, after which, of course, they then got building permission and changed the whole thing. But that happens still quite a lot. It was very sad. Yeah. They were gorgeous houses.
Probably now they would have been conservation area.
Well, they weren't supposed to be conserved. They did not have permission to destroy them. That's why they were let go to rack and ruin. But it would have been even more noteworthy now, and especially because there's more powerful people living around in this area to make the case. Anyway, we are where we are.
Yeah. At the time when you first lived here, were children able to play in the street?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes, especially we've got quite a wide bit at the bottom, sort of changes there. They used to play football and such down there. You could send them out and let them cycle or skate on the pavements. Mm. Nobody had to watch their children. And because they all basically were going or going to go to the same school, they all knew each other because the parents all knew each other. And then they played together. The children were all very friendly and not age conscious. You know, I mean, 11-year-olds were happily playing with 5-year-olds because it was all the same, the same group. Yeah, it was lovely. Of course, there wasn't the traffic. Aside from other social factors, it was safer. They couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And in fact, we'd send them out in the morning, you know, come back for lunch or take a packed lunch and off you go and come. Be sure you're home for tea, and they'd be down playing in the river or running over the golf course, or you could send them out certainly right up through my children's youth. It was a nice time.